In this video, we will talk about the ecclesial minimum. That phrase may sound technical, but the question is very practical. When does a gathering begin to function as a church expression? Not every Bible study is a church. Not every prayer meeting is a church. Not every dinner gathering is a church. These can all be wonderful ministries, but a micro church carries a broader church life purpose. A gathering begins to move toward a micro-church expression when it regularly includes the marks of church life: scripture, prayer, worship, fellowship, discipleship, gospel witness, leadership, and accountability. The New Testament gives us this pattern. In Acts 2, believers devoted themselves to teaching, fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayers. In Romans 16, Paul greets churches meeting in homes. In Ephesians 4, leaders equip the saints so the body grows in maturity. In Hebrews 10, believers are told not to neglect gathering together, but to encourage one another. So the ecclesial minimum asks, what must be present for a gathering to be recognized as a faithful expression of church life? For this course, we can say it this way: a microchurch should gather around Jesus Christ through the word, prayer, worship, fellowship, discipleship, care, and witness, with clear leadership and healthy oversight. That definition helps us avoid two mistakes. The first mistake is calling a gathering a church too quickly. If three friends drink coffee and talk about faith, that may be meaningful, but it is not automatically a church. The second mistake is assuming church must always be large, building-centered, expensive, or professionally staffed. The early church often gathered in homes. Many global churches today begin with small faithful communities. A practical example may help. Suppose a workplace group meets once a month to read a psalm. That may be a Bible gathering. But if that group begins meeting regularly, worshiping, discipling seekers, caring for members, teaching scripture, praying, sharing the gospel, raising leaders, and connecting to church oversight, it may be becoming a micro church. A common mistake is to let a gathering become church-like without naming the responsibility. When people begin to expect pastoral care, ordinances, spiritual direction, or leadership decisions, the leader must seek guidance. The ecclesial minimum is not about making ministry complicated. It is about honoring Christ, protecting people, and clarifying what God is forming. A faithful microchurch is small, but it is not casual. It is simple, but it is not careless. It is local, but it belongs to the larger mission of God.